Top of the morning, Joe.
Well, you just never know who you're going to be talking to.
Man, you never know what you're walking into every day.
Kevin occasionally tells the voices in his head to shut up. But Joe, you know, we had Kevin Stallings on yesterday.
Not a good psychiatrist.
Really. And we know how Kevin internalizes when things aren't going well, kind of beats himself up over his basketball team. Yeah, as just about every other coach does. But now you learn that especially some of A.J. Ogilvie's woes might still be attributable to the plantar fasciitis. He's been unable to practice. I guess he was on the exercise bike yesterday when they practiced.
Yeah, that's not helping anything. I think it's safe to say that's not all the problems, but that's a significant part of it. It's very hard for AJ to play through it, and it's one of those things that you don't really know when you're going to deal with it. You know, one day it's good, the next day it's not. That's really been an issue for a couple of years now. And the timing is not great, obviously, because this would be some great time to get some quality practice time in. But the most important thing for them is to get him healthy, try to get that foot back 100% or close to it. So, you know, he wasn't on the practice floor, probably won't be again today. I think they're going to wait probably until at least tomorrow, and, you know, try to get him a couple of days before the game and see if they can get that thing getting better. But that's certainly been an issue. And then you factor in Andre Walker's been sick and has missed practice time. You know, Jeff Taylor just got over a flu-like illness that he was really sick at the Illinois game, and it sort of, even in the Western Kentucky game, he was not 100%. So he's just sort of gotten over that. And Lance Goldberg, you remember, took that fall in the Western Kentucky game and hit his head, and he stayed in the game and shot the free throws, but you could tell he was really, you know, squinting his eyes a lot and trying to sort of get his focus back. He's got a concussion. So that's kind of what they've been dealing with.
Joe, in the bigger picture, how much do you think playing this tough schedule that they have so far is really going to help them? Coach Stallings talked about that some, too, and that, you know, we talk about what happened last week, but you look at who all they've played, and down the road, that's got to be to their benefit.
Well, if they play well through the course of the season, it will be. You know, it's one of those things that you did pretty well in it, but if you beat yourself up so much that by the end of the non-conference schedule and by conference play you don't play well, well, then you've hurt yourself. So I think it remains to be seen. You know, if they play like we expect them to, then I think when we look back at the end of the year and see a road win at St. Mary's and wins over Missouri and Arizona, you know, those are going to be quality wins, and I think that won't hurt at all. But it was pretty ambitious, and when you think about it, you know, even though that Western Kentucky game was in Nashville, it wasn't Vanderbilt's game, you know, six of the first nine not in your building, there aren't a whole lot of teams that do that, you know, right off the start of the season. So they've survived it if they get themselves together now and play well.
Is Jeffrey Taylor where they want him to be in terms of his development as a player?
Oh, I don't think he's. I don't think anybody's ever quite where you want them to be. I know he's worked really hard at trying to add some nuances to his game, like a mid-range jump shot. You know, if he can become a consistent shooter from, you know, 12 to 15 feet, then my goodness, what a challenge he becomes to guard. Because if there's one guy on the team that I would pick, that say, you know, if you had to clear one side of the court and let one guy go one-on-one to score, I'd want Jeffrey to be that guy. I just haven't seen many people that can shut him down on moves to the basket. And then if you add that, you know, 12 to 15-foot jump shot to it, you know, then that becomes something that's almost impossible to stop.
Joe, I think we learned even more about the depth of SEC football when you see 11 players in the AP's first-team All-America squad. And we saw a handful of those guys, you know, through the course of the season with Vanderbilt.
And we talk about it a lot. I think we primarily, and I think maybe rightfully so, focus on the defensive side of the ball. I just don't think anybody in the country plays better defense top to bottom than the SEC does. You know, and that's why when guys like Mark Ingram, you know, pile up the statistics they do in playing against this conference, that's darn impressive. But it's, yeah, I get a kick sometimes at looking at even pro games, and you'll see pro rosters, and you start looking at how many SEC players are on the defensive side of the ball for teams. It's pretty amazing.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.